Hello, this is Roxanne Baker, and this is Reading with Roxanne. I'm recording from Bookstore One at 117 South Pineapple in Sarasota, and I'm with my co-worker, Andrea Ginsky.
Hello.
Who's always nice enough to do this recording with me. And we're going to talk about six books?
Yeah, I have three.
Okay, good.
I have three.
Yeah, we like to do six.
Traditional three.
Yeah, the magic three number,
that's
right?
That's right.
So today we're doing a back-to-school theme. And we're going to talk about books that we learned something from recent past that we've read that have taught us something.
That's true.
And I think anything you read teaches you something, but we wanted to be a little more specific this time.
That's right. Yeah, these particularly told us about something we didn't know in the past.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, do you want to start?
I can start.
Okay.
So the first book I'm going to talk about is Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabriel Sevin. And this is a recent book. It just came out a few weeks ago, and it's about gaming, computer gaming, video gaming. And the main characters are gamers, and they own a company that makes video games. So I learned all kinds of stuff about gaming. The book itself is really good. I mean, it's a really good read, and it's a lot more than about gaming. My husband's a big gamer, so that's why one of the reasons I was interested in it. But if you're not into computer games, you could still get a lot out of the story, which is a lot about, it's about three young people and they meet in college and then they go on to create this very popular game. So, but there, it's about gaming. When I read it, I think it's also about gamesmanship because of how their relationships are with each other. And it's about a lot about creativity and how people work together. She said it was about work and love. And so it's a really interesting book, and if you're interested in gaming industry, I would definitely recommend it.
Okay,
that's Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by
Gabriel. Yeah, I would like to learn about gaming, but that's a nice cheat way because you're getting a story with
it.
And
yeah, it's a really good story. So.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm definitely going to check that out. And it's a perfect piggyback to the first book I want to talk about. Now, the book that I originally read, The General Art of Verbal Self-Defense at Work, was mentioned in Nelsing's Avalon book.
Really?
And that's how I discovered
right.
it. So I found it at the library, but it's no longer available. But I'm going to tell you the title that is, and it's by the same lady, and it's about the same thing. How to Disagree Without Being Disagreeable. And her name is Suzette Hayden Elgin. And she has since died. So these books are a little bit older, but they're so valuable. So she talks about, obviously, the art of communication and how there's basically four styles of communicators. There's placators, blamers, computer modes. Those are people that try to stay impersonal about things. And then distractors are sort of people that get flow back and forth between those three. She also talks about this Miller's theory where you're supposed to always believe that whoever you're talking to has some truth to what they're saying, even if you disagree.
Well,
and that way you're almost putting yourself on the same playing field. And that way you're just not just butting heads forever. So there were so many, those are just little tidbits that I picked up. The book was, I think it should be required reading.
Yeah,
it was just really valuable on how to like not get caught into traps that people set for you too. Sometimes they just want to see you explode. And I really loved it. So the one that's still available for purchase, and I actually put it on our website, is How to Disagree Without Being Disagreeable. And again, it's going to have the same stuff. I think it was a later book that she probably retooled.
Well, and those are always good things to know about.
And it sounds like the couple that you, in Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow.
The couple have a very complicated relationship.
Yeah, so.
All three of them have complicated relationships.
Yeah, so communication. And actually, one more thing. It was talking about how you know when you're not listening. And it gave, like, if you're doing this, you're not listening. And I was like, I think we could all use a refresher on that.
Well, it's hard. Listening well is a hard thing to do.
It is. All right, what's your second book, Andrew?
Okay, so the next book I was going to talk about, I read actually not recently. I read it a few years ago, but it's called There, There by Tommy Orange. And it was a finalist for the Pulitzer when it came out. What I learned about in this book was The Life of Modern Day Native Americans Living in Urban Settings. So not people living on a reservation. The book is, when it came out, it was made a big splash, and it was the first time I read a book and I really understood what it was when someone says this book is really propulsive, like it like shoots you forward. But everyone in the book is Native American. There's 12 characters with interlocking stories, and they're all heading to a big powwow in Oakland, California. So that whole scene to me was something that I just didn't know about or thought about. And it was just really interesting, and young people trying to learn about the culture and how their lives had played out from the from people who had lived on reservations and then were living in more urban environments now. It just was just a really interesting look at a whole world that I had never thought about.
It's a forgotten culture sometimes.
It is. And it's also just a really well-written and compelling story, how he fits everybody together.
All right, great. All right, my second book is a nonfiction book. It's not even out yet. It's coming out September 13th, and it's called Profiles in Ignorance, How America's Politicians Got Dumb and Dumber. And it's by Andy Borowitz, who writes for The New Yorker.
Oh, I just read about that book recently.
And it was really interesting to me to read all the history. A lot of it I knew, but I had sort of forgotten it. But he talks about how we've sort of gone as a nation through three stages. Ridicule, where we didn't accept politicians that were less or... And when I say dumb, it's more of socially dumb or making dumb mistakes, whatever. But he said, you know, so we went through this ridicule period. Then we went through an acceptance, sort of like getting lulled into the fact that, okay, we're stuck with this person, this is our president or whatever. He really takes it to Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush, of course. But he kind of calls that sort of the acceptance stage, where we're like, okay. And then he said our current stage is the celebration stage, where we sort of like, unfortunately, celebrate on extreme characters.
That's interesting.
And it's unfortunate, you know. And it, we also celebrate the toxic energy about that person.
Yeah, because I'm not feeling very celebratory.
No, I'm not either. But he basically just says, you know, that's sort of where we're at. That a smart person, in his opinion, has to hide his smarts these days in order to, like, be popular with the general public, which is sort of interesting. And he made a pretty good case. The good news is, because it was all very depressing, was his end chapter was all about getting involved on a local level. He called it political activism rather than political hobbyism, which is a lot of what people do with the tweets and everything. And I thought that was really a great idea. Like, instead of just sitting and like complaining about what's going on, to get involved locally and try
what
to make a difference.
What can you do?
So I really enjoyed the book. And again, it's coming out September 13th.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. The next book I'm going to talk about, and my last one, is Go Went Gone by Jenny Erpenbeck. She's a German writer, and so this is a work in translation, and it came out in 2015, but I read it a couple of years ago. So, and what this book really has to teach you about is the plight of refugees, but not the refugees that we think of the United States, of people coming from Central America. The story is about a retired German academic who becomes involved with the life of a group of African asylum seekers in Berlin.
Okay.
I think it's Berlin. And he sees them demonstrating, and he becomes involved in their whole story. And I'll tell you, the book was just so moving, and I really got a sense first of the harrowing journeys that these people make that refugees make to get to a safer place, and also the policies, the European policies and our policies that once they make it there, keep them from finding stability. I'll tell you, the book made me cry. It was just so eye-opening and so well done. And I don't know, you know, there's the stories that she portrayed, it just really gave me an understanding of how people feel on those journeys. You know, there's some other books like that, but this one, because of the view of the professor who becomes so, retired professor becomes so involved with them and their particular journey to get to Germany, that I just found so moving. Mm-hmm. And so that was Go, Went, Gone by Jenny Erpenbeck. And I have to say what you just said, like activism, it's the kind of book that makes you feel like I should be able, there must be something I can do.
Right.
It moves you to action.
Yeah,
so,
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Praise. Wow, awesome. The next one, or my last one, is called Medusa's Ankles, and it's selected stories, and it's by A.S. Byatt. And I'm reading it because I'm doing a talk at Burns Court on August 28th. I'll just do a shameless plug at 7 p.m. So we're going to watch the movie 3,000 Years of Longing, which is based on a short story from A.S. Byatt's book. And the short story is called The Gin in the Nightingale's Eyes. First of all, I never knew what a gin was.
Oh, it's a genie. It's like
a
genie.
Right.
Yeah. But I play Scrabble.
So. Okay, good. Well, some of these words just I've not run across yeah. in my life, which I should have by now, right? But anyway, the story is fascinating. And the trailer of the movie starts with her getting three wishes from a genie, and I won't tell what the wishes are, but the backstory before she even gets to the genie is really fascinating, and it made me look up again, like Chaucer. She goes through a lot of Greek gods and goddesses. She's a very literary and scholarly writer, and so you're sort of immersed in this world of an author.
Yeah,
that's what the
yeah.
main character is, Jillian Perholt. She's an author, and sort of the misogyny that she experiences with these people, other authors she hangs out with, and then she realizes all these old stories, a lot of them portray women as either calculating,
mm-hmm.
crazy,
oh, interesting.
Or raging, like Medusa,
right.
who was a Greek goddess. So I just found it really like eye-opening. Like, I never thought of, again, we grew up in a different culture where
it's
we
true.
Were just fed these books, and it wasn't...
Yeah, we never thought, oh, yeah, they're yeah. really mistreating women.
We just said,
oh, it's
okay.
just the story.
Yeah. So I just found it fascinating, and I can't wait for the movie to see what parts of that beginning they try to use mm-hmm. in the book, or in the movie, because, again, she sort of plays this woman who's been left by her husband, but, yeah, she feels free and independent because of her intellect, and so it's really, there's so many different levels to it. I just really, really
yeah,
love
it. Sounds
and
good.
I had never read A.S. Byatt before. And
it's a short story book.
Yeah, and
yeah.
it's coming out in paperback September 6th.
Okay.
So pretty soon you could get it in a paperback version, which
yeah.
is great. And I wish they had turned it around a little faster so that it could have come out in the movie.
Yeah.
But the movie's still be out then. So
right.
it's good advertising. So, and that's Medusa's Ankles, Selected Stories by A.S. Byatt.
Good.
All right, thanks, Andrea. We had
Thank
a nice
you.
Mix of
it was
stories.
Fun, yeah.
And we learned a lot.
We did. Back to school, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.